Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More at dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
Welcome to the midday. I'm Norman.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we have company again today, and happy to have you back collectively. Well, two of you back, one of you for the first time. Let's explain.
Norman is talking about, well, formerly they're known as the Ekaterinburg Classical Trio, but around Wisconsin we call you the Cat Trio. That's Vlad and Vicky Gorbich, and today they're being joined by their pianist, Patrick Christians, who is a Madison resident, also studied at Interlochen, and they're doing a tour of Wisconsin, so they've decided to stop by our studios here in Madison and do a live performance for us today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right, let's play a little catch-up here. You've been in Arizona, and now you're in Wisconsin, and you've been touring also. So how do those parts fit together? You got PhDs, right?
It's DMA, because it's music performance.
Sure,
it's
okay.
Doctoral of Musical Arts, yes, and we graduated from Arizona State University in May with our doctoral degrees.
So husband and wife went through a doctoral program together.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, so it was, at some point it was hard, but sometimes it was fun because we did all our homework together, so we supported each other. Yeah, so it's doable.
And now you're in the job market together.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also hard.
Yeah, it's quite hard, and I don't know what even to say, what perspective we would have, but still we see many opportunities to play, to perform, to teach, and we'll see. Just time will show.
And Patrick, how did you connect with the Cat Trio?
Oh, I guess we were introduced through a mutual friend, Scott Foss, a music director I have worked under doing various shows with University Theater. And he had heard through our manager, Jonathan Little, that they were looking for a replacement pianist. We met and been working together since.
So you're planning to stick with the trio, make that continue to work, even though while they're job hunting and you're off on a maybe a little different trajectory, how are you going to keep it all together?
Well, not exactly sure for the long term, but for the moment, we have this tour for the next 6 weeks or so around Wisconsin, and we're going to keep planning things for the future as we go.
All right, play one piece at a time and see what happens after that. And speaking of playing pieces of music,
one piece at a time, what will we be starting with today?
I believe we would like to start with classical piece.
Good. All right. Anything in particular?
Max Bruch's Nocturne, Nachtgesang.
Thank you.
Night Song, Nachtgesang, or a nocturne in more general terms, and we're hearing from the Cat Trio today during the midday.
That piece was by Max Bruch, written when he was a little older, I think at about age 70. But boy, that sounds like a throwback. It's a beautiful, delicate piece.
I would say that he wrote it for his son. He played, I think he played clarinet.
Well, very convenient for you.
Yes, very convenient. Speaking of which, the pieces that you play, are these arranged particularly for clarinet, violin, and piano, or do you do any of the arranging? Do you find pieces that were written for that specific combination?
Unfortunately, that not so many romantic style written in romantic style written for this configuration. So usually we take music and do our own arrangements. But with this piece, a Max Bruch piece, it was a little bit easier because it's originally written for clarinet, viola, and piano. So it's just
not too much change.
Lucky
there.
You.
Yeah.
I see you have a piece here by Glier from The Bronze Horseman. I assume everybody in Russia reads that Pushkin poem. What is the Russian? Yedny Psadnik?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think it's in a school program, so everybody has to read that.
And it's a story about a horseman, literally a statue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it Peter the Great, is it? Mm-hmm. Who had the city of Petrograd or St. Petersburg built on marshland, which was subject to flooding. And so the sort of half-mad person saying the poem is kind of blaming Peter the Great for all the loss of life and particularly losing his lover.
It was very, very hard that time.
Yeah, it's a long narrative poem, but great stuff for ballet, I guess.
I would say, the ballet is not that popular, but still lots of music is taken and arranged out of this ballet.
And you have something from it, a waltz?
Yeah, we have waltz from this ballet, and we would like to play it for you right now.
From The Bronze Horseman.
By Glier.
Very charming, and 20th century music. I mean, Glier wrote almost everything in the first half of the 20th century, but certainly sounds like from an earlier time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Makes you want to get up and dance around the ballroom.
I think next time we'll have to have dancers in here.
I think
complete
so.
That picture.
Do a webcast. That was the waltz from the ballet Bronze Horseman by Reinhold Glier. Our guests this hour on the midday are the Cat Trio, Vlad and Vicky Gorbich, and the pianist is Patrick Christians.
So we've asked this question before, but what is it that makes Russian music sound Russian? Did that sound Russian to you? Could you point to anything in that waltz that we just heard? You say, oh, that's Russian.
It's a really difficult question, always. In the sad music, it's easier to say because it's a Russian soul and Russian people love to be sad.
Like, minor key.
Favorite minor key. But when it's a light music.
I think in this particular piece in Glier's waltz, there is the parallel to Tchaikovsky's music, to Tchaikovsky's waltzes.
That's a good point.
So Tchaikovsky. It's stylized for Tchaikovsky's.
Tchaikovsky loved waltzes, didn't he?
Yes.
Even put one in a symphony. That was pretty unusual.
We're going to shift gears in terms of location. We're going to head to Puerto Rico, I think, for the next piece.
Yeah,
tell us about this piece.
We have a souvenir for you from Puerto Rico. Yeah, it's written by a famous American composer, Luis Moragacek. And we arranged this actually piano piece for our trio. We liked the melody a lot, so we decided to arrange it for our trio.
and Souvenir Puerto Rico, from a composer who traveled widely in that part of the world. Souvenir Puerto Rico by Gottschalk, and it would be probably fair, given the question that I just asked you about the Russian sound in music, for you to ask me what sounds American about that. And yet, even if I couldn't tell you, it does sound American. There's a certain kind of what shall we say, enthusiasm in that piece that has an American quality, as so much of Gottschalk's music does.
Also kind of a melting pot feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all kinds of, sure, of course you have the Latin sound in there too. A fun piece to play, and that's the first time I've heard it done that way. Of course, written for piano, but the clarinet and the violin add a nice touch.
So a wonderful arrangement. And we hear people talk about your performances as joyful and playful, and we're seeing that, the interaction between the two of you and the arrangement. It's really full of life.
Yeah, it's subconscious. You
know. That's the best way. You can have it come naturally. You're going to be doing a lot of playing while you're in Wisconsin the next couple of weeks. I'm seeing about a dozen concerts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, we still love to play.
Yep. For our listening audience, the Cat Trio will be appearing in Madison tonight at the First United Methodist Church. And again, in Westfield, they're going to be in Neshkoro, in Partyville, Stevens Point, Middleton, Prairie du Sac, and you can find all that information on their website, which is the Cat Trio, K-A-T, the Cat Trio altogether, .net. Well, you've been busy recording over the years. You have many, many CDs released. The newest one is called Cat Trio Classics.
Very nice production, and I see that you have... For example, on here, the very first thing I ever heard you play, and I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was that I first heard you do the Peter Schickele piece, Serenade for Three.
Yeah, that's right.
Very charming with the Oedipus Tex variations
it's
in there.
It's a fun piece to play, yes.
Yeah. Really, it's almost a signature tune for you. And then there's another piece on here that actually I think was written for violin, clarinet, and piano, wasn't it? The Cacciatorian.
Yeah, so. On this CD, all pieces were written for that.
Were they? Oh,
configuration.
Very,
yes.
Very
convenient. So all original,
including one that we'll be hearing shortly, right after we ask the quiz question.
And this CD will be.
Yes,
our,
we can say it.
Our
Go ahead.
Prize today. So, if you're
That's
looking
right.
ahead for the quiz question. Our prize today is the Cat Trio Classics.
It also has, in addition to the Cacciatorian, the Mio, and the Schickele, it has Alexander Arutunian's Suite for Violin, Clarinet, and Piano. It's another 20th century piece. So there it is. If you get the answer right and your name is in the hat today, you'll have a shot at getting that as the prize today in about a half an hour. And so what would be the ideal arrangement for you, the ideal employment? Why not think, you know, optimistically? What would you like to do?
We like to teach at the university or college, and ideally it would be great if we could do that at the same university, the same place.
Uh-huh.
And also we would like to teach the chamber program because it's our life, and we're doing that all our life, and we love chamber music, so the chamber program will be really good opportunity for us to actually pass our experience to students and show them love for that kind of music.
Inspire them
to play that music.
Will you ever get tempted, though? I mean, Vicky is a violinist and Vlad is a clarinetist. You know, there's some great violin concertos out there, some great clarinet pieces out there. If you ever think, well, I could kind of go off and do that for a while and we could have separate careers as soloists?
It's
possible.
It's possible. Possible too, but I think our heart and our love is just for chamber music, more for chamber music.
Yeah. Well, the university or college that gets Vlad and Vicky Gorbic will be very lucky.
We hope so.
Well, we mentioned on your new CD from the Cat Trio, the Darius Mio Suite for Violin, Clarinet, and Piano, and we're going to get the live version of that now?
Yep.
Thank you. variety there, changing constantly, and nonetheless, you can recognize it as a work by Darius Milhaud, whose autobiography was called My Happy Life. Something, the personality of the composer comes through there.
There was such a breadth. There was playfulness and lyricism and some jazz feel. That is Milhaud, isn't it?
Yeah. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Composer. Kind of a microcosm of his work. Yeah.
So how long have you been in this country? I mean, I realize you go back and forth to Russia, but I'm trying to remember when you first played in Wisconsin.
First time we came in 2000.
That long ago? 10 years ago?
10 years. Yeah.
Time flies.
That's a lot of performances.
Yes. We played about more than 400 concerts.
I think more than 500.
If we will count Russian concerts in Russia, it's probably more than 500.
500.
By the way, all these concerts, they all posted, still posted on our website.
All 500 of them, okay. So if you're curious,
see them, yeah.
What were they doing back in 2000? You can find out. Are you going back to Russia anytime soon for more concerts?
It's just hard to say right now because of our visa regulations, but of course, would love to go back home.
We haven't spoken with Patrick much. Patrick, you were a native of Interlaken. As a kid who's musical from Interlaken, was there a little pressure there? Interlaken, Michigan, I should say.
At the time, I actually didn't know how respected the arts camp was. I just knew that's where we went for lots of great concerts. I started attending there for the summer sessions back when University of Michigan still ran them, which I guess that affiliation doesn't happen anymore. But yeah, it was a wonderful place to grow up. Lots of lakes.
Lots of music. Well, we promised romance. We should deliver some. And Rachmaninoff is not a person you think of, unlike Milhaud. You don't think of humor with Rachmaninoff, but you do think of romance.
Yes.
Somebody was asking me yesterday, have you ever seen a picture of Rachmaninoff smiling? And the answer is no.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's true. But romance, yes, you can see that in some of those images.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the name of this piece?
English translation is "It's peaceful here," but I probably should say it in Russian too. Здесь хорошо.
By Rachmaninoff. Peaceful here is the Horror Show. Originally a song, or
It's a romance for, I think, mezzo soprano, and piano.
We don't hear Rachmaninoff's songs very often, at least not in this country.
So it's a shame.
Nice to have one represented by the Cat Trio, anyway.
Mm. It's a lot of beautiful, beautiful melodies. So he has a lot of romances, not long, very short, but they're really pretty.
And again, analogy to Tchaikovsky. Rachmaninoff just adored Tchaikovsky, so it's a connection.
Yeah. Well, yes, Rachmaninoff, I think, did more than any other composer to carry Romanticism into the 20th century at a time when many composers were getting much more, what would you say, let's say less accessible in what they wrote. Rachmaninoff was
explore different directions.
Yes.
That's right.
Unfolding constantly those beautiful melodies in Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
Now you perform not just classical music, but all kinds of pop music and sacred music, and you've released a number of albums of different genres over the years. What are some of the other kinds of music or pieces that you like to perform in concert? What would somebody likely hear if they went to one of your concerts this summer?
We usually perform American pop standards, songs like "Smoke Gets in Your Eyes" by Jerome Kern, or Polka Dots and Moonbeams. So these kind of beautiful songs too. And of course ragtimes. How we could go without ragtime
in America.
Yeah,
even
well,
in
again,
Russia
that's...
people love ragtimes. Yeah. Scott Joplin is very popular, still very popular. But we were curious about other composers who wrote ragtimes, and we came across Joseph Lamb. We never heard about that name, so we decided to investigate more, and we liked his ragtimes, and we chose one, and it calls
Nightingale.
Ragtime Nightingale.
Yeah.
Joseph Lamb.
He's a New Jersey composer, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that this, you would say the track time is always in major, very happy, but this is a minor melody, major melody. So.
And, see, again, we are Russians.
So the Russians
chose minor key.
The minor rag.
Take the most cheerful thing and then put a good Russian minor key to it, and then you feel more at home, even with something called Ragtime Nightingale.
Thank you.
Well, bravo. You know, there is an interesting effect, though, that you get with a minor key. You know, it's not sad. It's not sad in the Russian sense, but it does give it some kind of a mood that I can't quite identify.
Yeah.
It's a nice flavor.
Kind of a poignancy. It's lovely.
Ragtime Nightingale, actually, Joseph Lamb was around. You know, we think of Scott Joplin as being 100 years ago, which he was, of course, but Joseph Lamb, who was one of his followers, was around until 1960. I wonder if he was still writing, you know, ragtime that late. We'll have to look into that and see what he was doing.
Yeah, very interesting.
I'm guessing Ragtime Nightingale was from, probably somewhere around 1920 or so, 25 maybe, by the sound of it.
That piece, along with the Max Bruch Nocturne that we heard today and the Gottschalk Souvenir of Puerto Rico, are all on one of the other CDs by the Cat Trio. It's called Romantic Expressions, and it features their favorite 19th and 20th century compositions. And that one was released in 2006. You also have CDs like a Christmas CD, and you have all kinds of wonderful releases.
Yeah, for people, for any taste.
Really, it runs a wonderful
helps to be flexible and diverse when you're in the music business, doesn't it?
That's true.
So now, after this tour, what are you going to do? Now that you've got your DMAs and you've got this tour lined up through the summer in Wisconsin, what would be your next prospects? What would be your next plan?
While we are looking for a job, we'll probably stay in medicine. We'll perform, and we are open for teaching some private lessons,
you're going to stay in Madison, you say?
Yes,
while you're looking for a job.
We are looking. Mm-hmm. Because we think that Madison and Wisconsin, we feel that it's like our home. We love Wisconsin. We love Madison.
Although the weather is not that reliable like in Arizona.
Arizona is maybe a little more reliable, but, you know, there are trade-offs, some advantages.
That's true. Now it's really hot there, so we prefer that kind
Madison
of weather.
Madison is more like Russia, wouldn't you say, in terms of the weather? A little more like Siberia sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'm sure you're used to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Our guests today have been the Cat Trio, the Ekaterinburg Classical Trio, great friends of Wisconsin and Wisconsin Public Radio, and they are touring Wisconsin through the end of August, and they'll be visiting many towns and cities, and you can find information about that on their website, thecattrio.net, that's K-A-T-T-R-I-O.net, thecattrio.net. And you can also find information about the recordings that we talked about.
Including today's prize.